This pulpit here represents the millennium, all right? This is the millennial reign of Christ. So what's millennium mean? It's 1,000 years long, right? Milli, thousand, annual, annual, right? 1,000 years, okay? Everything on this side is going to be that which is premillennial. Got it? Everything over here is going to be that which is postmillennial. All right? This is stuff that happens before the millennium. This is stuff that happens after the millennium, okay? All right, did I have to turn to Revelation 11? Yeah. Okay, so here's something that's going to happen before the millennium. The judgment seat of Christ is going to happen before the millennium. Now, what happens at the judgment seat of Christ? This is where the Christians are rewarded. They are judged according to the things done in their body, and they receive their reward at the judgment seat. We're all going to appear before the judgment seat of Christ and receive rewards or lack of rewards, right? Everybody got that? Pre-millennial, okay? Here's the existing city of Jerusalem, okay? Jesus Christ is going to come to this place before the millennium, right? And he's going to rule and reign from this place for 1,000 years, right? Jerusalem. Everybody got that? Okay. And then who did... Oh, you guys were in the right places. Wow, that was just a miracle. Okay. So everybody turn around. You're doing great. Sorry about that. Jesus. This is the person who's doing what? He's doing this. Judgment seat of Christ and... this is the place he's reigning from. Everybody got this? And this is not controversial. This is what independent Baptists all believe. You know, they get, even if they get goofed up on the timing of the rapture, they all agree with this part right here, okay, that this stuff's premillennial, okay? Premillennial return of Christ, premillennial judgment seat of Christ, you know, ruling and reigning from Jerusalem, okay? So over here, we've got God the Father, okay? See, what's interesting is that after the millennium, and let's not spill into the millennium here, folks, all right? This is the millennium, all right? Look, after the millennium, Jesus delivers up the kingdom to God the Father. In 1 Corinthians 15, he is subject unto God the Father. He submits to God the Father, and God the Father becomes the primary ruler. So who's the primary ruler during the millennium? It's Jesus. He can spill into the millennium, right? But anyway, it's Jesus, okay? Who rules after that is God the Father. Now, Jesus continues to rule under his authority, though. He becomes the actual... Look, folks, it's in the Bible. 1 Corinthians 15. He delivers up the kingdom to the Father and submits to the Father after the millennium, okay? The great white throne judgment happens when? After the millennium, right? After the millennium, the devil's loosed. He deceives the nations, fire comes down, and then there's the great white throne. And the dead stand before God, the books are open, and they're judged, right? The great white throne judgment in Revelation 20 happens after the millennium. Pretty easy to see that, okay? And then what happens in Revelation 21? There's the new heaven and the new earth, and in that description of the new heaven, the new Jerusalem comes down from heaven, right? Okay, so this is not controversial amongst independent Baptists. I mean, this is just real basic, real standard stuff. Okay, here's what Tyler Baker's teaching, okay? As his folly is manifest unto all men. Tyler Baker is teaching, well, these are the same person. All right, so we got Jesus the Father, okay? Right? He doesn't believe in the Trinity. So these are the same person. Okay, so that kind of ruins... See, he's kind of like, okay, so why am I here? Because, you know, how's the Son going to deliver up the kingdom of the Father when they're the same guy? All right, I'm taking the key to my house, and I'm giving it to myself. And I'm going to take over at my house. You know, okay. So then the other thing he's teaching is, he's teaching, oh, the judgment seat of Christ and the great white throne judgment, oh, these are the same thing. Same thing. He says these are the same event. Now, hold on. Look down at your Bible. It kind of leaves you kind of like, what do I do? Stay here looking awkward because this is an awkward doctrine. Amen? Right. Now, look down at your Bible in Revelation. chapter number 11, verse 15, it says the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. So, you know, this is premillennial, right? It's like, okay, Christ is going to reign. Hallelujah.
The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. King of kings.
All right, there we go. So I got a little echo there. All right. So look, this is the seventh trumpet before the millennial, before the millennium, premillennial. And what happens at this time, you know? Look at verse 18. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants the prophets, and to the saints, and them that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy their... He's saying, look, the time's come to reward the servants. Isn't rewarding the servants at the judgment seat of Christ? Something to think about. Didn't Jesus Christ say, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give to every man according to his works? But psych, you're going to wait 1,000 years for that. That doesn't make any sense, does it? No. The judgment seat of Christ, when believers are rewarded, believers are rewarded when Jesus returns. He comes with them. He brings the reward with him. Look, the whole point of the reward, he says, be over 10 cities. It's part of that millennial reign. You got to get that reward so you can even get your assignment in the millennium, whether you're sweeping some block somewhere or whether you're ruling over 10 cities. No, he's got it over here. And then he says, the New Jerusalem? That doesn't descend after the millennium. That descends before the millennium. So he's basically wiping out. So he's got the New Jerusalem over here, right? Kind of leaves you a little bit awkward there, okay? So what, you know, so here's what's, he's got this all mixed up, you see? So really the only way for him to make any sense out of this garbage is to do what? Get rid of this. If you're going to merge everything together, you know what I mean? If you're going to merge this and you're going to merge this and we're going to merge this, oh, it's all the same event, same guy, same event, then you know what? Basically what you're teaching is, what do we need this for? Right? And you're going to basically just bring this together and you're going to bring this together and bring it. Yep, this is all happening right there. See, this is called amillennialism. People who don't believe in the millennium, they don't believe it's real, they don't believe it exists. Now he's going to say, I'm not amillennialist. Yeah, but you're too stupid to realize that you're teaching all the amillennial doctrine by conflating all the events from before and after and mixing it all together. But see, you deny the Trinity. It all started with this. Oh, these two guys are the same person. Next thing you know, these are the same and this is the same thing. Now, go ahead and have a seat, gentlemen. Thank you. I hope that was helpful with the visual aid.